Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's music by Mario. I know for a fact for the last 3 minutes and 32 seconds, we were all in our feelings, just singing along and thinking about our heartbreaks, you know, that bastard.
Yeah.
That, wow. That hurt us. And,
whoa. Yeah. You know, the person that kept you up till 4 a.m. in the morning just chatting.
You know this girl, Neshekwan, like, I wrote a whole letter for her, bro. She didn't even respond.
Yeah, that's horrible. How dare she?
But she knows me now.
Yeah.
She knows me now.
Oh.
No, she does.
Oh, okay.
She's out there liking my stuff on Instagram.
It's hello.
That's all right.
It's all right.
Why? But VJ, it's 9:10. Thank you so much for choosing us. I'd also like
Did
to give
Did you spray your mom's perfume on it?
No, I
that
didn't.
That's the thing. Like, you would write a love letter.
Yeah.
And then you spray whatever spray that you have in the house or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, they would just, like, smell it and then be reminded of you. And the scent actually lasted on the papers for so long.
You see, I didn't do that. So maybe that's why I didn't get a reply. That was the... DJ.
Damn.
Tough
times.
But also, like, to give a big shout-out to Tish. Tish is streaming us right now. That's via the radio station's app. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Shout-out to Tish. But notwithstanding that, we usually do this thing where we just celebrate our own. We usually do this thing where we amplify and we celebrate wins. And we are here to celebrate one special person's win. And she is, man, she's a trailblazer, isn't it, Tashay Kwan?
Oh, my gosh.
Please tell us
yeah.
about this woman.
Okay, so like, where do I start? Okay, so here's the thing, right? Like, if I'm a fan of someone, I'm just a fan of the person. Like, I have no problem acting a fool, looking a little bit like a fool. You know what I mean? But this morning we're celebrating someone that, you know, Liz has mentioned a little bit earlier on. She said it was the last time that we spoke to her that she carries the spirit of Esther with her wherever she goes.
Mm.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And this is a woman who has an amazing story, who's achieved so much and still has so much more that she's still yet to achieve. Now, last week, Friday, it just started booming on our social media, you know, timelines and so forth, of just this huge announcement. And I was like, there's no way. But also, yes, we have Cassia Sharpley in the studio, only because she is now the Sherry Namibia brand ambassador. Woo! Sounds so good. How are you doing today?
I am blessed, Jaquan. How are you?
I know I'm a lot.
I love it. I'm here for it.
Well, welcome, Cassia. We appreciate it. We appreciate you having making the time for us and just allowing us to speak to you. Congratulations, first things first.
Thank you. So
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie to you. You know, Cherry, the brand itself, right? Mm-hmm. It's a brand that the homies and I, we've been looking at it.
Yeah.
You know, we've been looking at it just like, ah, my Ricardo was man.
Mm.
That's it. It's Owens, man.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be left behind.
You know what I mean? That's it. So, and then boom, here you come with this ambassadorship deal.
Yeah.
How did this endorsement deal come about, Macy?
So it was in last year where Pombili, who's actually my mentor, she approached me and asked me to just send through my social media profile. And I was thinking, okay, like, it's not that big, but it is something, you know, let's send it through, take that leap of faith.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was last year, May, hey? Mm. So it's almost a year that
later,
I've been waiting
almost,
for feedback on the ambassadorial position. And so I sent through my profile, waiting literally a year.
Mm.
And then when I got the call in February, they wanted to meet me. I was like, yes, I'm there.
That's what I'm talking about.
And the day of the meeting, they're like, yeah, we want you.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Fantastic.
It just shows you, like, you know, like, I think there's a lesson here, man.
Yeah.
There's
what's,
a lesson
what's
here,
standing
man.
Out for you?
Allow me to rant a little bit, man.
Okay.
Man. Allow me to rant. Look, you know, these kids of today, Shaquan, Cassia, man, the gunners, like, they just want the thing now.
Mm. Not you, babe.
Like,
she's like, you know, 20 years younger than us. I'm just joking.
Just like, they want the thing now. Like, now. Like, you have to persevere. It takes time. You know what I mean? There's no shortcuts to this thing. You waited a whole year for this deal.
Exactly. And in between that, I shared this with so many people.
Yeah.
Us as a family, we made so many sacrifices for me to go to Miss Universe. And one of them was we sold both of our cars. So we only had one car amongst the whole family. And my brother moved to the States. It was just my mom, my dad, and myself. And I was up and down, you know, shifts. I'm a paramedic student as well, running the foundation and everything. And eventually I had to drive the 1400 bucky at home. I was
like, okay.
And so I was persevering, and I was like, Jesus, I'm really grateful for a 1400 bucky,
but
I need some wheels. So then I just patiently waited, and at some point we also lost the 1400, and then I was yangoing to campus to interviews and everything. And I still remain faithful that I'm gonna get a car. It's not a maybe, it's a definite. Not immediately, but definitely. I'm going to get a car.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when Pombili asked you to send the profile, did she tell you why she needed the profile? But also, like, you know, was there like, you know, prayer points that you had during this process? Or how did that go after you got the
profile? So she was approached about the ambassadorial position and asked for help to find the right people. So she presented the panel with a couple of influencers, amazing influencers.
Yeah.
And it was so beautiful for me because it was so open and organic. It was just Namibians.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a new brand from South Africa.
Yes.
And Pombili thought of me in that regard. And I just submitted my profile through. And Pombili and I have a very special relationship in terms of being sisters in Christ and everything.
Yes.
So she located me. In the spirit first before in person, because we didn't meet a lot in person. She'd invite me to the Mercedes events and everything.
Yeah.
And that's how I got to know her. Yeah. And in getting to know her on a personal level, it just makes everything easier professionally as well, because it's so spiritual.
Yeah.
And that is how I got to where I am today.
You know what? I'm actually curious to know what this means to you, genuinely, you know, because obviously you got the phone call in February. The event just happened now. Was it the 7th? Yeah, the 7th of March. Yeah. During that time, obviously, it took you a little bit of time to digest that, oh my gosh, I was actually the chosen one.
Yes.
What does it mean to you? What does it mean to small Cassia to have achieved this milestone?
It means a lot because I reflect so much on my journey starting from Miss Namibia and what I had to endure and sacrifice. And how God is giving that back 10 times more. And I think if I were to talk to little Cassia, she'd be like, wait, what? We became Miss Namibia? We're driving Sherry? Like, how is all of this happening?
Yeah.
And I always just think of my kids at the foundation. And I'm like, wow, now I can really go out and do things for the kids. And on top of that, I'm representing a brand, a world-class brand. It's not small things.
It's not.
It's in a small town, but it's not small brands.
Come on.
And it also, it's just combining that with Swarovski. I'm stepping into the right doors. Yes.
Give her an air horn.
yes.
She's an ambassador for an international brand too.
Yes. And this is what I always ask God. I told him, Lord, establish my brand as Cassia Sharpley after Miss Namibia. Because I want my brand to stand out. I don't want to be second best choice after Miss Namibia. I want to be Cassia Sharpley, who was Miss Namibia. Not Miss Namibia, who, by the way, was Cassia Sharpley.
I mean, talk to us about the model now. The one that that you signed off on.
Yes.
Tell us about that baby.
Oh,
and what is her name, by the way?
What is
his name? You never know.
Yeah.
Her name.
Her name. Yeah.
Is Shiloh.
Okay.
Shiloh means God's secret place.
Ah, beautiful.
Wow.
And she drives like a dream. It's the Tiggo 4 Pro and it's the Black Badge series. So smooth, so comfortable, so safe as well. Also fuel efficient. And also being a student, it's affordable. Like the fuel, so it's beautiful. I really love it.
Do you have like farms or like outside Windhoek off-road experiences, like a Tesla Nigi that you can also drive to?
Yes. So I own my own farm.
Nice.
So I'm also going to test it out there.
Yeah.
she just runs so smoothly, man. Yeah, and the suspension of the car is amazing. The interior is amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we also have a test drive this weekend, actually.
Oh, is that so?
Is it Shekwan? Because you're speaking car language.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Suspension hoodie. You know, Shekwan, let's get there.
Is it gravel or trad road? And as long as she looks good in it, that's fine.
Of course, you know what I mean? Let's talk about now, you know, going forward. You know what I mean? What's the plan? You guys are like, you know, are we going to have some crazy adventures with Sherry? Are you guys planning some crazy stuff? You know, are we invited?
You know.
Of course. So we're starting off this weekend, like I said, with the test drive.
Test drive. Nice.
It's all Friday, the whole day Friday. Mm. And from Saturday, it's at 9:30 to 12:30.
Nice.
There'll be hot dogs available, beverages available, and deals that will never be there again on every model. Mm. So it's also model specific. So depending on which model you're interested in, you will get a really good deal. And that's just this weekend. So I want to invite everyone for that specifically.
And then
in the future, I mean, I'm also just like a little chameleon. I fit in anywhere and I adjust. Mm. So we are going to have big events, especially with the kids. I want to really involve the kids, the children.
Let's talk about the kids, though. Yeah, you said the kids, obviously, of your foundation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that we've had the conversation, but just to anyone who's listening for the first time, you never know.
Yeah.
Tell us about the foundation real quick.
Yeah, so the Honeycomb Haven Foundation was founded in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was just 17 years old.
Mm.
And it started with my parents who were in the community, and I was attached to that side of them, and I wanted to do more
and
continue with the legacy. And my main goal with Miss Namibia was just to get exposure for the foundation.
Wow.
And then I won Miss Namibia, then I'm like, yes, this is great.
Even better.
Just so by the way, you won.
And
so I actually got it registered as a non-profit organization, a Section 21, right before I left for Miss Universe.
Yeah.
I did it in such a way, it was strategically because I needed to know that once I'm on the Miss Universe stage, I have something for the foundation.
Mm.
So when people click on my profile, they see the foundation.
They see the foundation.
And the foundation gains traction.
100%.
So it was all like planned.
Yeah.
And we focus on poverty eradication by, you know, giving back to the community in terms of mental health awareness, menstrual equity for the young girls.
Mm.
We also do agricultural outreaches. We do Easter outreaches, Christmas outreaches.
Yeah.
And it's annually throughout the year.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of loyal sponsors, like Oryx Properties was one of our sponsors for the back to school outreach that we had.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how the foundation started. And I have really big plans for the foundation in terms of really setting up the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, and your endorsement now, your new family.
Exactly.
They're on board as well, right?
Yes. Every single person I'm involved in, I tell them it's me and the foundation.
Of course.
You don't get it
it's a package deal.
It's a package deal.
It's a package deal, yeah.
Fantastic. All right.
Well, Cassia, man, we are extremely happy for you. This is what we do on Fresh Breakfast. We celebrate our own.
Mm-hmm.
We, man, even if we don't know you personally, and if you see someone, a young Namibian doing incredible stuff, young or old, and doing incredible stuff, we make it our business to celebrate it.
Come on.
Because we are so patriotically Namibian.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And we wish you all the best.
Yeah.
You know, we wish you all the best of kilometers. Driving
safe.
Safe kilometers for that matter. Driving, what's her name again?
Shiloh.
It's just so beautiful.
And and hopefully, I mean, hopefully there'll be more. This is definitely not the end of
the road. Yeah, it's the beginning.
And you know what? Like I always say this as a little bit of a disclaimer, because I don't always want to have conversation that it seems like it's like a race thing, because it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
But at the core of it all, we, NSK and I, we're very passionate about even the colored child coming up.
Mm.
The colored child coming up, because now it's different positive stories that are being told.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And we have, oh my God, our listeners, sometimes I also just like prank them. I'm like, the Afrikaans, ik praat om nie. You understand? And they just sometimes fall for it.
Yeah.
But they have been my friends and been around me for so long, and it's really happy, or it's actually a really good thing that makes me very happy that your positive story is being told on this platform. And I know for a fact that they're listening right now, and just the entire Namibia, obviously, and they're celebrating, and they're very, very proud of you.
Yes.
You represented us in so many ways as a nation. You represented us, obviously, when you were chosen as Miss Namibia, and then obviously went to the Miss Universe stage.
Mm-hmm.
And with everything that you've achieved, we are still rooting for you, you know, still carrying the spirit of Esther. We see it around
you.
just don't forget us when you, you know, make it
I could
never. You know, beyond the borders.
Yeah, man.
Boys and girls, young and old, Cassia Sharpley, brand new brand ambassador of a vehicle that, as boys at the car wash, we've been gossiping about this car. We will check it out. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. We still have so much more coming your way, especially good music.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.